Group of senators sat down with President Joe Biden at the White House Thursday, seeking his support for a $953 billion infrastructure plan and raising hopes for a breakthrough agreement after arduous negotiations on his top legislative priority. Mr. Biden invited members of the group of 21 senators, Republicans and Democrats, after a tentative agreement was reached Wednesday in talks with White House aides. The pared-down plan with $559 billion in new spending has rare bipartisan backing and could open the door for the president's more sweeping $4 trillion proposal later on. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will attend the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Venice, Italy, July 9th and 10th, to press U.S. policy priorities, the Treasury said Thursday. Those include on taxes, climate change, and an inclusive recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Yellen will meet bilaterally with G20 counterparts and attend the Venice International Conference on Climate with G20 counterparts July 11th. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libyan Interim Prime Minister Abdulhadine Dabaiba are holding talks Thursday in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya. A court in the U.S. state of New York suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license Thursday for claiming that Donald Trump lost last year's presidential election because of fraud. This is VOA News. An oceanfront apartment block in the U.S. state of Florida partially collapsed early Thursday, killing at least one person with 51 still unaccounted for. It sparked a major emergency response with dozens of rescuers combing the rubble for survivors. Online videos show a large portion of the 12-story building just north of Miami Beach reduced to rubble, with the apartment's interiors exposed. A fire official said 35 people were rescued from the building, while a local news station reported firefighters pulled one boy from the rubble alive. An estimated 230,000 people have been forced from their homes by fighting and violence in Myanmar this year and are in need of assistance, the United Nations Humanitarian Agency said Thursday. Myanmar has been in crisis since a February 1st coup ousted an elected government, prompting nationwide anger that has led to protests, killings, and bombings, and battles on several fronts between troops and newly formed civilian armies. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, said relief operations were ongoing but were being hindered by armed clashes, violence, and insecurity in the country. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a decree Thursday imposing sanctions on tycoon Dmytro Firtash, the presidential office said. Ukraine's Security and Defense Council last week announced the sanctions against Firtash, accusing him of selling titanium products that allegedly end up being used by Russian military enterprises. Firtash denies the accusations. The decree said sanctions included an asset freeze, ban on capital withdrawal, revocation of license, restriction of resource transit, and other restrictions. EU leaders holding a summit Thursday ganged up on Hungary's prime minister over a controversial new law in his country banning LGBT content in schools, seen as homophobic and contrary to EU values. Criticisms piled up at the start of the two-day meeting in Brussels, with Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte the most strident. He told journalists, quote, "For me, Hungary has no place in the EU anymore," end quote, because of the law. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a socially conservative nationalist who has frequently clashed with EU counterparts, insisted they misunderstood the legislation, saying, quote, "This is not against homosexuality. It's about the right of the kids and the parents," end quote. President Vladimir Putin is a supporter of a proposal from Germany and France for the EU to restart summits with Russia, the Kremlin said Thursday. The Kremlin spokesperson was responding to a question about a proposal by Berlin and Paris for the 27-member bloc to contemplate a potential summit with the Kremlin chief. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.